Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes. And let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Warm Memories. The dragon looked around the clean cave and smiled, pleasantly surprised by the thoughtful animals tidying up after the party. Sitting next to the cozy fire, the dragon felt grateful for all the wonderful friends living in the forest. As the dragon thought about the enchanted forest, it remembered the sparkling train and the other vehicles that the dragon had met. taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon felt grateful to know them. The train had been so kind, carrying the dragon home after each adventure, and showing the dragon new places to explore. In fact, all the vehicles had been considerate and friendly. The fire crackled, and its glow lit the dragon's gentle face. The warmth of the flames reminded the dragon of the soft, warm sand at the beach. The dragon smiled again, feeling thankful to have met Benji the bucket and Paula the blue penguin. Lost in the memory of the beach, the dragon imagined the waves rolling along the shore and flowing right up to the base of an enormous sandcastle. The dragon could almost hear the sound of the waves crashing into the sand and the sea slowly pulling the water back. It was such a soothing sound. The dragon imagined that Paula and Benji were smiling and laughing as the dragon put the finishing touches on the magnificent castle. A cool wind danced into the cave and tickled the dragon's snout, interrupting the vision of the cozy beach. The crisp air reminded the dragon of the land of ice and snow. The dragon relaxed in the glow of the fire as the image of the bright white snow and blue ice filled its mind. The dragon remembered Princely, the playful penguin, and Bo, the beluga whale. They had such fun sliding on their bellies and splashing into the water. The clever dragon laughed, recalling how it had used its fire to warm up the water. For just a little while, the cold water had felt warm like a bath. The dragon wondered if the penguin was sliding across the ice right now. Sighing happily, the dragon looked up. The paintings of each land were proudly placed on the walls of the cozy cave. The dragon glanced at the beach painting, then the land of ice and snow, and then the sanctuary. The dragon smiled even more broadly, remembering the curious elephant and the welcoming hippo. Both Oliver the elephant and Henrietta Hippo had invited the dragon to play right away. They had played so many fun games. The dragon laughed again, remembering the hippopotamus submerged in the pool with nothing showing but her eyes and ears, the little elephant's trunk under the water, and the feeling of air blowing out of its own snout. Bubbles popped up everywhere, tickling their bellies. Henrietta and the dragon became soaked because Oliver's trunk was so strong, he blew a wall of water on them. The dragon imagined the three of them blowing bubbles once again. After reminiscing about these fun times, the dragon realized that there was more to be done. The dragon felt thankful for all these animals and vehicles. It was time to share gratitude with them as well. The dragon decided it was time for a visit with them again. After setting that intention, the dragon yawned and curled up, enjoying the warmth of the crackling fire. Grateful thoughts rolled through the peaceful dragon's mind, thankful to know so many wonderful animals and vehicles. the little dragon was excited to share those feelings with everyone. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone well. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the cozy floor. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of all the incredible animals, plants, and vehicles in its life. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.